Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here this week. And, oh, so much is going on. When Randy introduces me in the beginning, I have to say my top profession that I love more than anything has been being a mom. That's the top number one for me. And always will be, always has been. And no matter what we do in life, I tell you, our family means everything. And today we are not going to talk about real estate except a little bit about the market, a little bit about planning. So I shouldn't say totally not talk about it because we will say a little bit about it. And, everywhere you turn around, it's the coronavirus. And, you know, in the beginning I thought, well, this doesn't make sense. It's too much hoopla. But when you get into it, this is a very serious thing going on, and we'll get into that today. And, you know, one of the things that's happening, people are worried about their money, their jobs, how are they going to pay bills. I mean, it's very serious in the U.S., all around the world, with countries shutting things down. In the U.S., they're closing schools, gyms, restaurants. There's talk about not being able to go out at all. I know in Italy, it was really amazing to watch. They totally shut it down and wouldn't let people go out, and it was amazing to watch people still keeping cheer and getting out on their balconies and singing and just, you know, making the best of what it is, which is what we want to do. We want to bring some cheer to you today, because life is the most important thing they're trying to do now is stop loss of life, which is really important. Many theories are going on, conspiracy theories, all kinds of things. And, you know, Revelations, I'm Christian, I believe in the Bible. There's all kinds of things in there that talk about all this kind of stuff. But we're going to keep a lot of that aside from here. We're going to get down into surviving and the basics and want to bring you some cheer. And I can't think of a better person than my good friend Janice Hoffman to talk to us about relationship tips. Many people are confined today. They're going to be confined the next few weeks and longer. And, you know, you've got their stress is the money. How are we going to do it? And so how do you still play games with your kids and seem bubbly and keep strength? And so surviving that virus, Janice Hoffman is actually an author of Relationship Rules. She worked with John Gray, and most of you will remember, depending on your age, John Gray has done relationship work for years and years and years. He wrote, "Men are from Mars, women are from Venus." He said about Janice's book, author of The Relationship Rules, that he said it's a perfect encapsulation of the message he wanted to give to the world. He's a giving person. Janice is a giving person. And we need this, relationships and love and peace. I mean, we're human, and no matter what we do, going back and forth, especially in times under stress, we need to get back to the basics. Coronavirus, we will get through this. We will get through this. We will survive. They're taking so many precautions now, so people that are have compromised immune systems will hopefully not get this. Right now, as of today, we're talking today. Usually I don't put dates in our shows because people listen to them for years, but this is really serious stuff. This isn't a training. This is what's happening live today. We're talking on March 18th, 2020. As of today, they said over 200,000 people worldwide have contracted it, over 8,000 deaths. That's not that many when you look at the numbers versus the deaths versus how many are getting it. China right now is coming back. They had their first case in December, from what we're told. We don't know when they actually, we can't quote and say verbatim, but we're being told the first case of December, and they're already getting back to work, and we'll get into more about what it is or isn't and that. So it's so important to be a leader to your family, friends, coworkers, and have faith. Janice Hoffman, our relationship expert, is going to join us today to offer tips on getting along through the enormous stress. I and Janice will discuss tips and solutions, action steps to assist in moving this along, knowing you will survive. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Janice Hoffman. Hey there.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here today.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just talk positive. I'm just so happy to be here and talk positive. You know?
Yeah.
Put some positivity
out
there.
You know, Janice, it's because we have to be leaders, especially in times of crisis, right? Otherwise, nothing's going to happen other than bad, right?
Right.
So I tell you, I don't mean to be so.
And like you said, this too shall pass. This, you know, this will pass. We have to hold on to that as well.
Tell us, because you've been doing this a long time with relationships with people. When times of stress come in, I mean, it's hard enough in relationships when things are going fine, right? But you still have issues.
Right.
So what's your take on that? In times of stress, everything seems to go out the window or what?
Well, first of all, men and women are different. I mean, if you don't believe it, take your clothes off and look at each other. You know, our brains are wired differently. There's no denying that. And in that context, we process stress differently. Men tend to just want to go off and be alone and think about the problem and try and figure out the best solution that they can come up with the tools and the knowledge that they have. Women, you know, they want to talk about what's bothering them, because talking about what's bothering them, that eases their stress. And it isn't just writing it down. It's the words have to verbally get past our lips to somebody else's ears. And hopefully they land on someone's ears who isn't going to judge us for having those feelings, because we all have a right to our feelings, no matter what they are, good, bad, indifferent. We have that right. And so we process stress very, very differently. You know, when my children were really little, they were, all three of them were in the hospital, very, very ill. And how my husband and I processed the stress of having our newborn baby or very young baby in the hospital and not being able to communicate because they can't talk at that age, and being at the mercy of doctors and nurses, it's awful, and you feel completely helpless. And we processed our stress very differently, and it was not easy to get along during those times. And this is akin to that. We've never been here before. You know, this took many of us by surprise. None of us saw this coming. None of us thought this could have been happened. This is a movie. And now we're in it, and we're learning it. And so how do we get along? And you can't get away from it. I mean, I've talked to people on the phone, like, let's not talk about it. And then you start talking about knitting, or you talk about the weather, or you talk about the recipe, and the next thing you know, you're back to the coronavirus. So it's like you can't even get away from it, because all roads lead to Rome, kind of, or you know what I mean? It's like it's really hard to get away from. You can't. Every TV show is, you know, you have to watch a movie almost to get away from, if you want to watch something on television. And so, you know, how do we deal with so much stimulus, so much fear, so much information, some of which may very well not be true, and some of it may be true, and we don't even know what to believe anymore. You know, how do we deal with all that and still get along and not have the divorce rate skyrocket and domestic violence be totally out of control? And the way we do that is first of all, we take time for ourselves, because we all need alone time. And not just say, you know, people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to have alone time every day. Get a piece of paper and write down how you're going to spend your day and what block of time is going to be your alone time and what block of time your partner is going to have their alone time. But schedule that in, because you need each one of us, especially now, we need time to decompress. We need time just to be in our thoughts and to, you know, rid ourselves of fear and come back to, you know, what's real and true and who's really in control, which is not the government. God's in control. God's more powerful than any scientist, than any virus, than anything, than any fear. You know, you can't get more powerful than that. So there's lots of things we can do to be careful, but there's a lot that's out of our control. And the more we can just surrender and believe and trust that God is in control, the less fear we'll be experiencing. And the less fear we'll experience, the less our body, because our thoughts, our body just responds to our thoughts, and the less, you know, our body's going to, I mean, people are going to cough and go, oh my God, am I getting the virus? So it's just cough. It's like, you didn't think the other day you coughed and didn't think anything of it.
Right.
And so we're just hyper-vigilant about every little thing. And, you know, the way to calm down from that is just take time, you know, and meditate, close your eyes, you know, even if you just count to 100 and then come back down to 1 and with your breath and then to 100. I mean, something to occupy your mind. If it's a mantra, if it's listening to music, whatever it is, so you can just quiet your mind, because this too will pass. Every single thing we've ever, every plague, every...
In life.
Anything.
Yeah.
They've all passed. We've all recovered, and we come out stronger. And the one thing I want people to know, you know, I come across preachy, but a lot of good's going to come out of this. Don't you think so?
I think good's already starting to come out of it. It's funny. We need to really learn to get along and not be attacking. And, you know, you had told me this story about somebody getting toilet paper in their cart, and then some other person came and grabbed it and took it out, right? That's like, how do you do that? That's like, are you serious? And, you know, have you noticed in life lots of times we could get down to so much, almost no money, and then all of a sudden something happens when we have our faith. It doesn't mean, I think right now, I think we will get through it, but I think it's very important for people to be more leader roles for their kids. Your children, you don't want your children to see you freaking out, fighting with your husband, or if you don't, you're not married. You know, you don't want to see that, them to see that. You want to show that you can be strong and stoic, and this will work. This will go through this. Action steps are really important. You know, they always talk about it, when you get stressed out and really stressed out, it's very easy to get in a state of paralysis where you don't want to do anything. Crawl in bed and go to sleep and cry.
It is.
You know, it's so easy. I mean, if you're grieving, if you're sick, or this is high stress, that's what you don't want to do. If you need to do it for 5 minutes and go in there, okay, I'm only going to give myself 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get up and I'm going to make a cup of coffee, or I'm going to get tea, or I'm going to go take a walk. I noticed one thing, which kind of surprised me, because I've always been a survivor. I was out on my own as a teenager. You know, I left my ex-husband 1 month before turning 18 with a 1 month-old six-month-old baby, and went back later and then got fully divorced and in real estate. I mean, I'm a survivor. Many of us are survivors and went through many different things. And the one thing I can tell you is you need to take action. Don't be afraid. It will work out. The government right now in the U.S., I mean, they're doing stimulus things. They're saying, okay, that your rentals, you cannot be evicted. Mortgage companies are supposed to work with people. I was surprised because I'm in Maryland right now. I'm not in Hawaii. I go back and forth. And on Monday, I was at the gym. And the gym, Hogan in Maryland said all gyms and all restaurants must close by 5 o'clock. Now, I work for myself. I can work from home. I can go to the office. And we've started doing virtual 20 years ago, even though we have offices. And I am just so thankful that we have. I think that is so the way of the future. I'm so glad that companies now are letting their employees work from home if they can. Well, I went in and I quickly swam. And then I thought, you know, like 2 hours later, I had to go run, do some other things. I had a meeting. And then I thought, I'm going to go to this restaurant nearby because it's going to close too. And I was talking to the people working there, and they were really upset because waitresses, tenders, waitresses, it's an Italian restaurant, aren't going to be able to work for the next few weeks, or it could be longer. How are they going to make their money? And it was surprising to me. Now, unemployment's supposed to be able to kick in pretty fast, but it was surprising to me. I talked to a couple women who didn't know. I said, you know, number one, do you have credit cards? Yes, I have credit cards. Okay. Call your credit card companies. They'll work with you. Call your car payment. One said, what about my car payment? Call them. They'll work with you. And I was surprised that none of them thought of that. You know, to me as a survivor, you go into mode and you just do. I was really shocked. So it's important to get on the phone and call these companies. Don't wait for anything, you know. And as far as you always want to pay your mortgage or rent first, your food and your utilities. That should be top of your list. And then everything else is below that. But I was shocked, Janice. I really was, in the sense that too many people are so used to this routine, and like you said, we've never been through anything like this, right? On what do we do? So,
well, as Americans, we've always felt very protected, you know. I mean, when I was growing up, everything happened on other people's borders, you know, in their countries. Nothing ever happened here.
That's
true. You know, and now things happen here, and we're surprised by that because we've been so protected as a country for so long, you know, being the strongest, most powerful country in the world. But, you know, none of us could have seen this, could have predicted any of this. But I think it's really important, you know, for people who don't want to pick up the phone and call because for whatever reason, they're depressed maybe by the whole thing, you can email, which is another way of communicating with these companies. And I find it to be a lot less stressful. First of all, you don't have to listen to their sales pitch and their music when they put you on hold for eternity. And, you know, and what, you know, just all that stuff. And it's, you get a
response. Do they
answer
the emails? Really?
Everybody I know has an email with the exception of Capital One, which is why I won't use their credit card anymore. They force you to call them. The only email they have is their fraud department, and they don't respond.
Okay.
So shout out to Capital One. Yeah, I just think it's irresponsible to not have an email for when you're, you know, trusting somebody.
No, I agree. You know, I was thinking back in 2011, I'd started to prep, but then I stopped, you know, where you could buy freeze-dried food and, you know, other things and start planning to prep, you know, if something happens and we don't have food and we don't.
But,
and
but
I
you
stopped.
Know, it's like what everybody but everybody's not talking about the good stuff, because somebody the other day was like, next door, they had a picture of their refrigerator. It's, you know, and it was a small one, but it basically empty, and they said, this, you know, I need help. I'm not going to be able to go into work. My refrigerator's empty. She had to send another post out because within hours, people were giving her stuff.
Right.
You know, one of the things,
right.
You know, I wish there was a channel that just had good news, because one of the things that no one else is talking about, because I'm so glad you have me on a show, because I want to talk about all the things that people aren't talking about. One of the things people aren't talking about is the good that's going to come out of it. And it's already happening, because let's say you need something and I have a surplus. I have the opportunity or the ability to give you what you need. So not only do you get your need fulfilled, it isn't about, oh, I'm needy or whatever, I have to ask for help. Whenever we can help somebody, every time any of us have ever helped anybody, how good does it make us feel?
Excellent.
This is
excellent, wonderful.
Absolutely,
I noticed with that restaurant that I went to the other day.
Absolutely golden opportunity for people to feel good about helping each other. There is good
I noticed
that will
with
come
the restaurant,
out of this.
I agree. The restaurant the other day, the different patrons were going, we're not going to let you be put out in the street. You're going to be fine. We'll give you money.
No.
We'll help you, you know? And it was kind
love,
of like
love is
going
to love is going to be bigger than this virus. I'm sorry, it will. It is. It always has been.
I agree. It's a mess. I just want to say real quick, the virus, just because of the virus, at first I thought, well, gosh, you know, if you do have a healthy system, you're going to 9 times out of 10 beat it. But it is very serious, and it does get into your lungs. That's one of the it causes acute respiratory syndrome. So it was noted that they say in Wuhan in China in December 2019. I just want to mention these couple things. Because they're saying you initially have flu-like symptoms such as fever, coughing, breathing difficulties, fatigue, and really weak. It says avoid close contact with people. Now what we're learning is that, and part of why they're doing all these quarantines, is they said that the virus will take effect within 14 days. They're saying that it can stay on fabric or surfaces for 3 days. We were saying, okay, we're just going to bow, curtsy, shake our head, and do elbow hitting. And they said, well, don't do the elbows because you're too close to the person and your cloth is hitting their cloth, you know, clothes. And, you know, but it does, I mean, these things are just wash your hands, you know, constantly, and there are things that we can do. But basically, this disease started in animals and bats, and some of it's really gross, but now it's going human to human, and it's the transmission is via respiratory droplets. So if you sneeze, which you should never not cover your mouth, which I always fly in for years and years and years, I've always said that they should fine people for when they sneeze into the air. I just think that is so rude. But those droplets can transfer it, you know. So it's been very contagious. It's definitely real. It's very bizarre to me the way that everything's going, though. But like you said, we need to look at good news. We need to be positive because this too shall pass. Now, I heard today that the government was saying this could go as far as August, but that doesn't make sense to me. It does make sense that we're going to go into a recession. No, and that's like you were saying, right, because of the temperatures and everything, right?
The virus can't live beyond 86 degrees, and it will not thrive in a humid environment. That's a fact. When summer,
right.
I mean, China is, like you said, they're already starting to get back to normal.
They're getting back to work
in places of China.
Exactly.
This will pass. One of the things
and
that other people are talking about, we're being so good at self-quarantine and Americans are being so responsible that this could be a lot less horrible than they're predicting. You know, this morning on the news conference, the one of the CDC, whatever the guy is, he was saying that this could actually pass quicker because of how responsible everybody's being.
I agree.
It could not even be as bad as they predicted.
We are going to have somewhat of a recession because what we do today affects us later. So that's going to, because of all the supplies not getting out, different things, job loss, I mean, monies, it's going to affect us terribly.
We'll bounce
that
back.
Way, but I don't think, but I think the illness and the virus, right, we're going to be within a month or two, hopefully, is going to be passing on, I hope. It just looks like, and the stock market, if you have extra cash and you talk to your advisors, I'm not giving any stock advice, it's a great time to buy some stock, you know, when it's really low, some solid stock. I wish I knew option trading because the people are making a fortune on that, but I'm not, you know, privy to all that.
Yeah, I really believe that people, billionaires and people are going to come out of the closet in terms of trying to help other Americans, and there's going to be grant money, and there's going to be all kinds of services and money and food and all kinds of things like that available. This is a golden opportunity for Americans to rise to the top and show that what their character is really made of. Who are we in the face of this crisis? And what authority are we going to stand on? The CDC was saying, the millennials probably aren't even going to get it. They'll be exposed, and they have some strong immune systems. They might carry it,
right.
And then it'll just go away. And so they're the least going to be affected. It's the people that are going to be the most affected are people who have weak immune systems and compromised immune systems. And if you have any gut issues. And you know, even with that said, you know, there's things that we can do, supplements that we can take that boost our immune system. We can start taking more vitamin C, you know, buffered vitamin C preferably. And you can take up to 1,000 milligrams a day. I mean, the worst that's going to happen is you're going to pee it out. You can
take 3,000
fruits and vegetables
high
in vitamin C. Go out, if the sun is out, go outside and sit in the sun and soak up some vitamin D. That'll boost your immune system.
And taking vitamin C.
You can go buy
DK.
Ginger at the store and peel off the outside and just make slivers, thin little slivers of tea and boil it in water and drink ginger tea. That will boost your immune system. You can drink elderberry syrup. That will boost your immune system. If you go out in public and you're sucking on a zinc lozenge, the zinc will help not let those, if you get exposed to have that to the virus, it has to interact with the zinc, which will compromise the, I don't know how to say it right, because I'm not an authority. And people
should I understand what you're saying.
But, I mean, there's things we can, you know, why isn't anybody on the news saying, hey, there's some things you can do to boost your immune system. Drink some, I mean, you know how cheap ginger is? And you don't need much to make ginger tea.
I refuse to
buy into all this fear, and I am on a mission to just stay positive and find out good things that will help people. And do the best I can to just spread the word about helping people because, you know, I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of stuff. Nothing this bad, but one thing I know for sure is that this too shall pass, and we will rise a better and stronger people because of it.
My mother's 80, I agree with
you. The other thing I want to mention to people, you know, is Unity Church, and they can just go to Unity, whatever. They offer a free book, and this is before all this came out because I got it before all this came out. And it's called 30 Days to Fearless Living, and it's free, and you can request it, and they'll mail it to you. And you won't have to touch anybody or anything. Just ask them. They will send you this little book, and it's just, it's like a little 5x7, you know, paperback kind of little book, and it's got, you know, a nice photograph and, just a little thing for each day, you know, freedom and how I write the prayer for protection. You know, that's something people can do. They can write their own prayer of protection. The protection prayer is a great prayer that people say every day and every, you know, or when they feel fearful. Marianne Williamson has a beautiful meditation on YouTube for the coronavirus about filling your body with white light, and it's just, and you can do it every night and every morning. I mean, there's so many things we could be doing. And the other thing I wanted to make a comment about, you were talking about money. One of the things, and this is way before all this happened, that I've done for years and taught my kids to do, is whenever they get money in the mail or a paycheck or however it comes, or whenever they use their debit card or credit card to pay for anything, that they say to themselves, there's more where that came from. So even though people can't pay their bills and they have to, you know, pay for something and it's really hard to let that money go because they need it for something else, say there's more where that came from. Get used to saying that, because what you tell the universe is, send more, send more. When you say, I don't have the money, what the universe hears is, you know, okay, well, I guess you don't have the money. That's what you want to be supported in.
It's very true.
And I know it's really, really hard for people, but just say that there's more where that came from. We have to have faith at this time.
Yeah.
You know, this has so many multi-level layers of lessons, testing our faith, how we treat each other. What do we say to ourselves about ourselves in times like this? Some city in Oregon, the police department put a Facebook post out last night and said, please don't call 911 if you run out of toilet paper.
Oh, my God. People would do that? That is crazy.
Well, when they're intoxicated, they probably do worse than that. But, yeah. And so,
well,
you know, this fear-mongering that the media is putting out, you know, I'm not sure that half of what they're even saying is true. And then it makes people believe that, well, if half of it isn't true, I don't know which half it is true. And then they might act irresponsibly. And so the media is being irresponsible by being so fear-mongering. I'm really upset with the media. No one's saying this to
yourself. Well, I know. There's
saying,
a lot of fear in it. It's really hard to watch it.
Not one person, there's not one positive tested case in the whole state of West Virginia. Put that on the news.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
The fear
is not good. Fear
and by
is really
the way,
bad, and you're right about
it. I feel like going to the grocery stores all over town and going, look at all the groceries we have. I mean, it's not like there's an abundance of groceries, but it's not what you're saying. There's no lines. I'm sure there are some
they're
places.
They're empty here. There's a lot
everywhere.
There's a lot of, like in Hawaii, one of the agents.
But they're trying to make it like everywhere it's like that.
Yeah.
It's not everywhere is like that.
Yeah.
And so maybe they should say, hey, groceries in this town, and let people know that they can come over here and buy groceries then.
It's good to have the extra, not hoard it because people need it, but I feel like it's good to have like a 2-week supply or a month supply because we don't know what's going to happen.
Even the president was saying, you know, by hoarding, people that need go without. And it's forcing us to look in the mirror at ourselves. Do I really need to have all this paper? Or should I help other people? Because we can use washcloths and there's things called wash machines and detergent.
Right, and there, you know, what you say about the it's very true, and about having faith and that there's more money and more will come in, because it's a fact.
Absolutely.
You know, our minds are so powerful, and I don't think we realize
Absolutely.
As human beings how powerful our words are and our minds are. Our thoughts are powerful. But let's get back to, I want to ask you, though, about like married couples, or maybe if they're not married, somebody is raising children right now. Many, many states have closed schools for a couple weeks to a month. They're not sure exactly how long. Parents are dealing with situations where they may not be able to afford babysitters. They're trying to scramble and do all this. They're not sure on their paychecks. What you said that husbands and wives, it's good to take that, still have that time, a separate alone or couples, or maybe it's single parents.
You know, for as long
what
as
do you recommend
for
right
long
now?
Well, for
I mean,
couples.
So that they don't freak out on their kids, so they don't freak out on the kids, so they go, hey, you know, the kids don't need to be worried about, are we going to have food?
What?
One thing that I'm hearing a lot is that there's a lot of people that don't have enough money for the kid. The kids' breakfast and lunches usually they have at school, so they don't even have enough money for that. So the different churches and communities and the government is pitching in for that. What do you say so that people are leaders and
you know, it's bringing
hold it
back
in
to
and
like,
don't let them see it?
It's, you know, it's kind of bringing us back to like a time before, you know, the father knows best time, where we didn't have microwaves and and women stayed home and worked and they raised the children. And, you know, I mean, people are going to have to cook, and people who aren't used to cooking and are used to eating out or going to fast food, you know, now they have to cook. And so it's, I think it's bringing back a lot of really good values. I mean, I'm trying to stay really, I refuse to be negative.
Right,
about this.
I agree.
And so
well,
actually,
I do
it's
think,
like, oh, so, you know,
yeah.
they're getting their recipes out and they're maybe they're making, that's, so here's things people can do either with each other or with their kids as a family, whatever. And I would make, like I said, I would make a schedule because, you know what, people know it. Think about when you go to hear a speaker and they just talk and then they do a group activity and then they do a this or a that, and then they have a break, and you never know when anything's coming. And some people, for them, that drives them absolutely. Nobody, I don't think anybody really.
They
likes
want
that.
To know the schedule
and, then you
and
go
the
to
outline,
see,
yeah.
Yeah, and then you go, yeah, you go hear a speaker, and they say, okay, this is how our time together is going to go. And then they'll even announce when they're coming to an end. You know, this is the last thing I'm going to say, so you know it's coming. And people love that. So when you put together a schedule and you know how your day's going to look, it's going to ease your fears. Because you're going to go, oh, well, in the morning I'm going to do this, in the afternoon I'm going to do yoga, and then in the evening, you know, we're going to try a new recipe. And then, I mean, and so you know how your day is going to go. And even if you've just been scheduled day to day, because we're all living day to day, it's going to really help. We have a whole other week. Even if we've been quarantined a week now, even if today we're marked 1 week, for some people maybe that is true, and we still have another week to go. So
right.
having a schedule every day of what you want to do, you know, I mean, people, maybe they're sleeping in, they're catching up on sleep. That's a good thing. Reduces stress. You know, they're painting the inside of the house. They're doing spring cleaning. They're getting the things that they normally, I mean, I can't tell you, they're able to work on their hobbies. They didn't have time before. I mean, it's not all
well, that's
bad.
If they don't, they have them right. I mean,
you know,
the money
getting,
part is the scary
out
part of how
board
they pay.
Games. I mean, we're always on our phones. We're always going here and to the, now we have to look at each other. We have to be with each other.
Well,
like, oh
well
my God,
you,
I have to
there's
be
a lot
with
of situations
you? I mean,
where
that's
people.
How, that's how it used to be.
I think a lot of families
it used
can,
to be that
can
we were
say
with
how much
each other.
Well, I think a lot of families, we're just saying tips. So, like, for example, if they see how much they were spending on coffee every day or the movies or junk food or things that really weren't necessary,
oh,
now
yeah.
they're, you know, saying, okay, we're not going to be able to do this. But I think with the kids, it's really important. I know my mother's 80 years old, and she's has some dementia and Alzheimer's, so she's, you know, the day-to-day is difficult. But she mentioned the other day, you know, she lived in the world in World War II in France, and her milk was poisoned, and they had the a mansion in the county, and then a home, big one in the city, and that was taken away during the war. And like she mentioned that it was pretty bad, but she mentioned that people nowadays don't know what it's like to have something like that happen, or to go without food, or to go, you know, that just we're not prepared for anything like this, right? And that's the toughie, you know.
It's a big wake-up call.
And it is all how you look at it. It really is a wake-up call. And it's really
it
very much is. And then we, on our self-worth, you know, people worried about the monies and the credit and if they're going to have to move, and that stuff's not going to happen right now. It's not, it's very difficult.
You know, I mean,
but I guess
it really, I mean, there's so, I mean, it goes with the list of things the good things that could come from this, but I want to talk about like what people can do now. You know, like even if you don't have board games that you can bring out, you know, there's a game that if all you need is post-it notes and a pen, and you put a person's name on the post-it note, anybody famous that somebody that, you know, be a recognizable name, and they could be dead, alive, inanimate, real, doesn't matter. And you put the post-it note on their back, and they can't see it, and they have to go around and talk to everybody, and so this would be for a family. Or even a couple, you only need two or three people to do it, and say, you ask questions, who am I? Am I dead or alive? Am I male or female? You know, am I young? You know, you just ask a bunch of questions
right.
until you guess the name. It's a really fun game. I threw a birthday party every year, big, huge birthday party for 14 years. And I had so much fun because that was one of the things I did was I made name tags beforehand of everybody, and when they would come over, everybody would get a name on their back, and they had to go around, and you know, 50 people there asking, trying to figure out
that's
who they
nice.
Were. It was a blast. So, I mean, that's something that you can do, and you can do it over and over again for as long as you want. You can do it once, one round, whatever. It's really a fun game. They can, you know,
that is a good idea to make up games, right? And play.
Yeah.
And play. You
for,
can even get out
for
Christmas
those,
things.
Yeah.
And Easter's coming up. And yeah, anything, right? It doesn't really matter. It says, I'm looking at here, it says if you need to take care of a friend that's sick, they stress that you put the food at the door, or if you have to go in, make sure
right.
the friend's wearing a mask. Now, a lot of the masks are sold out right now, but just different things so that you don't have to be, you can step up and help each other and just use precaution.
Absolutely.
You know?
You can
one
walk
of my friends,
dog.
He's so funny. Yeah, and just, I think, put humor into life, right? Put humor into it. Say, we're going to make this. It's going to be fine. We can put humor into everything we're doing. Mm-hmm. One of my friends, he's 77. I called him, and he starts coughing in the phone, like he's pretending I'm really sick, you know, and then he starts laughing at me. And somebody might say, and he just has good humor all the time. You know, he's just the type of person that always has humor. Because, you know, we've been, you know, bumping into people, not bumping in, but you curtsy if you're a woman, bow if you're a man, you know, just say, hey, you know, see you later, how you doing? These little things, like just to keep it light, really do help. They really do help. Because our mind is so powerful that what we think is what we do and become, right? So if we right now are positive about it, like you're talking, we can get through this one day at a time. But many are watching the news and watching everything 24/7, and it's all bad stuff. Yeah.
It's not even all true. You know, one of the things for people who own the book, and they can find it online and read it online, the four agreements be a really good time to just review those. Because they will give you, they'll comfort you. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. The other three agreements don't even matter if you're not impeccable with your word. And if we just listen, forget the TV and all that, we just listen to ourselves. Like, what am I saying? Like, monitor what you say and just, you know, just take inventory, make the necessary adjustments that you want to make for yourself so that, I mean, I won't say the name of the person, but I know someone and every sentence has a cuss word in it.
Right.
And she doesn't even realize it. And it's like, oh, it's just so exhausting to listen to that. And, you know, and because of that, I cuss less because I recognize that in myself. And so, you know, sometimes just I don't want to sound like that. And I realize it's like, you know what? I had the thought. You don't hear a happy person going around, F this, and, you know, I mean, they don't. The happier you are, the less I've noticed people come.
We do have a lot of room.
And so you're like, oh,
the four agreements.
Yeah.
No, I read the four agreements years ago.
You know, I'm not trying to. It's great.
You know. I still have the fifth agreement. I don't think I've read it by Don Miguel Ruiz. The fifth agreement here. I think I still have that. Practical Guide to Self-Mastery. You know, the one thing about life and God and everything, the beautiful part about life is we're always growing. Like the grass is growing, the trees are growing, right? We're always growing, and this is another stage. And I think there, you know, a lot of people and a lot of companies right now that, because I've let everybody start working from home 20 years ago. I was like, we will do this virtually, even though we have offices. And I can work from home, and it's been heaven. Like right now, it's fine as long as the internet works, you know, and we have utilities. I think right now you were saying different good that's going to come out of it. Many, many employers are letting people work from home right now, and we may be pleasantly surprised later to go, hey, you got more work done. It worked. This is okay. You know, we're going to start instituting this and make many, many people happier. It's also going to make people realize when they're living paycheck to paycheck, got to think about saving, putting something away, got to think about investing, you know, right? It's going to think, you know,
suspending. They're also talking about suspending the federal income tax. It had to come to this for that to happen. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, this is a really exaggerated metaphor.
Just for like three months. But it does, you know, sometimes it pushes us into things that we needed to do for a while, right? That we say, and then think about it. It's not, is our credit, I mean, we want to be good and pay our bills, but is our credit our whole identity? No. But, you know, but so many things happen, and it's just really, it's amazing. It really is. And faith is huge. I couldn't have made
sometimes
it if it wasn't for faith.
They have to be, I mean, this is an exaggerated example, but the reason Jesus came when he did was because we were so effed up. And so maybe we were so messed up as a society worldwide that, you know, this is like a little mini Jesus wake-up call. Not a mini, but, you know, I mean, like, when things are so bad, it has to be something awful, something big, maybe not awful, has to happen to shake everything up. you know, that's
you know, Janet,
case.
They're talking about what if martial law happens? This would be a perfect time to do it. They're talking about conspiracies with, you know, so much going on. And look at the, you know, we don't want to get into the politics on the show right now because
what
it's
if they're
way
lying
out
to us
something.
Too? I mean,
and it's just so many things are going on. And when you look at it, you go, wait a minute. When it's that time, nobody's figured out how to get out of Earth alive yet, right? Right now, when we live on Earth and we're human, we're going to die at some point. We are. That's just
we're
a fact, right? We're all going to die. And I do believe
our
spirit leaves our body.
I know that for a fact.
And you do. You've been doing funerals for a while, right? In ministry, you do it constantly.
12 years.
It's amazing. Oh, that's amazing how you're able to deal with the families. Because it's so tough. Even if we believe in heaven, which I do, it's still hard to lose our loved ones. I mean, it's just so gut-wrenching because it's just hard, even with faith. But when you look at it, we are going to go. And it's like this is not a dress rehearsal. So like what you said, it definitely gives us time to get better. And better by our standards too, not by somebody else's standards. You know, if you had a parent or a relative who said, do this, and you're not good, and you're not good, and you're not good enough, don't listen to any of that. We're talking about better by your standards, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish in life, right? It does literally get us help us reevaluate. Now, in real estate right now, of course, we're in real estate, and I am, you're not, but the rates are so low that it really is a good time to buy. A lot of people are willing to sell for less, and I thought about it the other day. In 1987, because they said on Monday the stocks went down as low as they did and crashed as much as 1987, and I thought, wow, in 1987, I remember I had a listing on Pleasant Hill Road in Owings Mills, Maryland, with John McEnroe. And it wasn't the tennis pro, John McEnroe, back then, but the seller's name was John McEnroe. And we didn't have internet back then or voicemail or any of that stuff. So I remember I was presenting, an offer came in that day, very low, and I was presenting it. Nowadays, we would still counter anything, but anyhow, I was presenting it, and he took the offer because the stock market crashed that day, you know. And I thought, wow, you know, we go full circle, and, you know, at the end of the day,
well,
what's
really
important?
Exactly.
Right? What's really important?
All we really have is right now and our ability to choose how we want to behave and react and say and think. And that's all we don't have anybody. We don't own anything. It can all be, like, obviously taken away.
I think it's really important too, right, for that, when you have children right now, don't let them get stressed out. Say, we're fine. This is going to be fine. We love each other. You pray. You talk. You know, not to let them feel the brunt of
it.
It's a
great time to teach children to meditate. You know, even if you just do an om, or make up. You know, it's a great time to make up stories with your kids. It's a great time to, you know, I don't know. People can probably do them on their own now, but it's just paper. But you can make a blank book. These type of company, you can order these hardbound blank books from. I used to order them all the time. I just love making those. It's a great time to draw.
That's a
great time to sit down and draw with your kid. I mean, it's like we still have the internet, but we're going back in time. It's really weird, you know, because
we're having to, because we're so
you know how long oatmeal?
Well, we're so tied. We're so tied to the phones everywhere. You know, look at this. This one wants an answer. Somebody. I was on a consult call with somebody, and they're like, "How many people do you have in the business?" And you're growing. And I said, "No, we had many more people way back. Now you don't need as many people when you're setting out your systems because of technology. We need networks, and we need a lot of agents and brokers to refer people to that we are comfortable with. But as far as our staff and we don't need what we needed 10 years ago, even five years ago. You know, but that's not a bad thing, because every person can be individual and still get out there. There's so many ways to make money, right? And it's the mindset shift that is huge. And I've been this 35 years, so my mindset's different. I don't care if somebody thinks, you're just as well. I don't care what they think. It has nothing. You know what I mean? We get to a point in life where we go, no, I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm on my mission. But it's just interesting when you look at all these changes. So people right now that are living hand to mouth, and it happens. I mean, money is the way we do things here on Earth. You know, there's so many
people
might
be able to order. But like you were saying about real estate, this very well could drive real estate down temporarily. Think of all, and I'm just trying to be positive, think of all the people that will be able to afford
their home, even if it's only a condo, because real estate
right.
came down because of this whole crisis.
I agree with you 100%.
I mean,
there's definitely going to be
and
silver
I really
linings
think that,
and everything.
I think the wealthy will I really believe, I want to believe that the wealthy will step up and help.
I agree.
And that
I
just, you know, it makes us feel too good to help other people. And unless you're just not a good person, I mean, if I had the means to help people, I would. And if something happens and I do, I will. I mean, I have some blankets
right.
in the back that you know what I'm saying? I'm going to help any way I can. And I think everybody's
right.
like that. They want to help any way that they can. And, you know, people have been saying how rude people have been. I haven't encountered anybody who's rude. I haven't been out and about
right.
a lot, but the few times I had to go to the grocery store and been to Starbucks or just passing people on the sidewalk.
Right, I haven't either.
You know, either
no.
I mean, I haven't encountered rude at all, so I just wonder how much that really is true. And I'm sure it's happening.
My son,
I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
My son lives like 5 minutes away, and last night we cooked out. Like, let's cook out. And we cooked out. It was great. I remember in Hawaii on Oahu, it was October 15th, 2006. We had an earthquake on the Big Island. And you could feel, Kenny was living with me there.
I remember
and
that.
My son. And it was like, we had like two shots. Like, it was really big. It was like 7-something in the morning. And I was like, don't go outside. Because I remember my mother living in California for years in Huntington Beach. And you get told, go under the table, go in the doors or whatever. And in Hawaii, we
right.
had power lines, like low power lines above ground. And my son's going, I'm going outside. I'm like, no, don't go outside. But I thought to myself, this is not the time to learn what we're supposed to do in an earthquake. But that's what I was feeling. You know what I mean? It was like, kind of like, you know how we'd have fire drills when you're a kid in school and they still have them now and da-da-da-da, right? I think this right now,
yeah.
what's happening in the world is showing us exactly that, how I felt in October 15th, 2006, going, I'm going outside. No, don't go outside. I'm going here. Oh, wait a minute. What are we really supposed to do? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, wait a minute. Like, this is not the time to know what to do. But what happened was the power went out in Kailua on Oahu for 18 and a half hours, not because the equipment just wasn't up to par, right? And on the Big Island, they had things that went down because they said the FAA stuff wasn't up to par either. So they learned a lot about things need to be up to par. But that's part of life and part of the real world, right? Things aren't always, you know, maintenance and kind of covered the way they are. But, you know, we had a grill and Safeway we could walk to, and my son and I went down to Safeway. At the time, I ended up that week buying a portable radio because the cell phones only worked for a little bit. My battery backup on my computer only worked for like an hour or two. I was calling my mother and my brother at the time to ask for updates on the news. I guess you could go sit in your car and listen to a car radio, right? I didn't think about that. But it was like, so ever since then, I've always had a portable radio. We got to Safeway. They had their emergency lights on. The only meat was left was hot dogs because so much stuff was just ravaged through. And I remember we were cooking out and had hot dogs. We got cards out and played card games and just goofed off and was like, wow, because everything stopped, right? And you know, what you were saying makes so much sense because you go back to basics. Hey, this isn't that bad, right? It wasn't that bad. And it does bring us together.
I really, I just, you know, I don't even know where all this positivity in me is coming from other than I just refuse. I refuse to buy into this fear. And if it kills me, so be it. But at least I'll
it's
die positive.
It's not going to kill you. Watch your words.
It's
not going to kill you. But I agree with you.
I know.
But what I'd
yeah.
like to do, like, it's making me go, you know what? More and more of our mission, like with that, you know, getting out, speaking, training, is more, it's more of like, we've got to do this, we've got to help, you know, but you can't, we can help
yeah.
so much. But it's, I was just shocked at how much, you know, yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I was shocked at how much. None of us can know everything. None of us can know everything. In the Bible, you know, people, the Bible says that people fail for lack of knowledge. None of us can know everything. And it was amazing to me how many people, instead of coming up with solutions, just were freezing. You know, that comes out of shock. I had lunch with a friend of mine who's an attorney and her husband a couple Saturdays ago, and we were talking about the virus. And we actually went to a sushi place, and they had the, the bacterial soap, you know, the little bottles everywhere, right? The dispensers for it, all the tables. And I was like, do you remember where you were in 9/11? Because I was in Hawaii. And they're like, yeah, we lived in Manhattan. We lived in New York. And her husband worked night shifts, so he was home. They weren't in that building. But they said that for days afterwards, they were walking around. People weren't saying hi, bye. They were just staring. And they were staring because they were in utter
shock.
Right?
Yeah,
nobody
exactly.
could believe. So there's a lot of mental stuff going on right now that isn't easy.
Yeah.
It's going to trigger old.
Don't forget.
You know, it could be. So if,
Don't forget, this is an election year.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that politically, it's kind of. Politically, it's well, I love who's in, well, so I'm not going to go there because I do like the people in now, right? So politically, I mean, mentally though, if you're in a situation, you're listening to us right now, and you are in shock, or you're so depressed, and you don't know how to get out of it, or your mind's just going back into abuse from before, you know, because our minds are so powerful. We have the best. We're better than the computers, right? And things juggle us and get us back into that bad mode, which we may have been before with abuse or whatever. Definitely reach out for help. Do not feel funny reaching out for help. Call the hotlines, get on the phone, call a friend, call, you know, it's really important because this too shall pass, and there's a lot of help right now to get through it. Just like post-traumatic stress disorder.
And
it's so serious.
Give somebody the opportunity to feel good about themselves by letting them help you.
Yes.
You know, don't even
yes.
look at it like you're reaching out for help. It's like you're going to make somebody feel so good about themselves because they were able to, in the midst of all this, they were able to help somebody. And that's one of the things that alone will boost somebody's immune system, knowing that they helped somebody else.
Yep, absolutely, 100%.
So, you know, look at it from that point of view. Don't look at it like, oh, I'm weak or I have to ask for help or I have to – you know what? It's like that's what brings us together. If we all just sit and just – you know, dry up like little raisins individually in our homes. This is a call to, you know, who are you? Who are you in the face of all this? You know, one of the things that Danny and Brinkley, for those of you that know who Danny and Brinkley is, he's an expert on near-death experiences.
Danny who?
For Danny and Brinkley.
What's his name? Can you spell his name just in case anybody wants to look it up?
Dannion. Danny Brinkley, Brinkley. He wrote a book called Saved by the Light about his first near-death experience, and he's had, I believe, three or four since then. And one of the things he's said for years and years and years is, and I quote, "We are mighty and powerful spiritual beings with dignity, direction, and purpose." And if you go around saying that all day, I am a mighty and powerful spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose, and you say it like that, like you mean it, this virus cannot be more powerful than that statement. I'm sorry. Not in my belief system.
No, I love it. It's not. I love it. You know, I've been listening to audiobooks a lot because I'm a readaholic, always have been a readaholic. But what I've been finding with the audiobooks is I can listen to them when I'm walking with my headset, when I'm working out, which I won't be doing at the gym, but I can still work out. And you can learn so much about everything. It's just amazing because we really are beings on earth, and prayer is so powerful. Our spirit connects, and, you know, it's just we've got to lift this up because if we lift it down, that's where the negativity comes from because we're made of energy, aren't we? All of it.
We are.
All of it.
You know, and I also encourage people to go on to MarsVenus.com. John Gray came out with a video today talking about what people can do to boost their immune system, and it's all very, very positive. Yes, it's like 9 minutes. It's worth listening to, and it's not a fear-mongering, fear-based or anything like that. It's very positive and uplifting and empowering. What people can do right now is
where do
they
go? To johngray.com or Google John Gray or what?
MarsVenus.com.
MarsVenus.com.
And then I would go to his blog, click on blog, and it would be the most recent blog I post. The other thing is, you know, go on the internet and find out for yourself if what you're hearing is true. You know, do your own research because that's where the truth lies. And listen to your gut and follow your gut. You know, for people out there that might be listening that are afraid to listen to their intuition or they don't know how or they've never been taught or whatever. If I had not listened to my intuition when my third child was born, my son would be dead because he had a birth defect. And it was my intuition that made me keep on with the doctors, and then finally lie and say, I found someone who will run the test, which wasn't even true. And they go, oh, no, we'll run the test. And they ran the test, and they're like, oh, my God, we have to do emergency surgery. And it's a fact that if I had not listened to my intuition, this is a fact, my son would be dead. His stomach was one of the parts of his birth defect was it was all internal, but his stomach was twisted in half like a balloon full of water, oscillating back and forth.
Oh no!
It had been like that a week to 10 days. I don't even know how he lived for 4 months when they performed surgery. So I don't ever question my intuition, because if I had not listened to it then, my son would be dead. So
right.
I trust and believe.
Right.
My intuition is always has my best interest at heart, and I encourage people to, you know, just. Close your eyes and just go feel what feels like in your stomach, and just listen to that, because that's where the still voice will speak to you from, is in your gut. And that's where your immune system lives, is in your gut. And it will never lie to you, and the TV will.
True.
Trust
True.
Your gut. Trust your intuition. Trust that we are so much bigger than anything that anybody can throw at us. We're so much bigger than this. We're so much bigger than this.
I know a lot of people are having a pending doom feeling lately. You know, there's so many different attributes.
You know, something good will come out of this. I mean, and this is a very small example, but I remember when my mom and her husband came out to visit, and they were on this month-long vacation. And anyways, they got home, and they found out that her husband had been laid off, and they were just like, oh, the end of the world. Well, you know, how are we going to pay the bills, all that kind of stuff. Do you know that he ended up starting his own business and was very, very successful, and it gave them the freedom to come and go as they please, because he was self-employed, and it was one of, getting laid off was the best thing that ever happened to him. So the number of people that are at home under self-quarantine that are going to come up with businesses, especially the things that people are going to need as we move forward, I mean, so many new businesses are going to just organically come out of this, where for items and services where people can help people that are in need right or will be in need in the, you know, days and weeks and months ahead.
A great point.
Good will come from this. Good will come from this. And I just, that's all. I just say it over and over. I refuse to buy it.
No, they're great. They're actually great tips. And because, you know, our mindset means everything. And you know, it's either how you look at it one way or the other.
I want to get bumper stickers.
Mary Morrissey,
pardon.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mary Morrissey talks about, you know, she does the Dream Builder coaching and live the life you want to live and listen to your gut and you know, follow your mission, follow your heart. And she talks about the warrior chief that says, you know, there's a good one and a bad one, right? And they're fighting, and which one wins. And she says it's the one, you know, that has the good thoughts and the bad thoughts, right? The good situation going on, bad one. Which one wins? The one you feed. The thoughts you feed win, right? If you're thinking negative all the time. And it's just, it's a daily process. Like Mary says, before her son was 6 years old, and say, Mom, I hate brushing my teeth. Why do I have to do this? Oh, I hate it. This is just like, when do I quit? And she said, Son, this is a daily process. Every day we get grit. Every day we have, you know, things going. You have to brush your teeth for the rest of your life. And that's what we need to get into, the meditating, the trusting, the faith, right? Every day. This isn't like you just do it now, and then as soon as everything's good again, you forget it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a muscle.
Science has proved you can reduce your stress by just meditating 5 minutes every day. Science has proved, I mean, well, we've known it for years, but that it will reduce your, you know, blood pressure and your stress level and cortisol level, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, so now people, that's something they can do with their time every day. So more people will start meditating. I mean, there's so much that could come out of this. I just want to say one thing with regards to the couples, because of everybody being on edge. And even just talking to my sister last night, you know, I could just tell she was on edge. One of the things you can, if you really need to talk to your partner, before you start talking about whatever it is that you need to talk about, ask them, is this a good time? And
good
just
point.
Do it for the exercise of doing it. And it, even if you know it's a good time because they're sitting there and they have nothing else to do, what it does is it shows respect. And respect,
yes.
When people are shown respect, they're more willing to offer respect. And we all want to be respected everywhere by everybody all the time. And with something that we all need is to feel like, you know, somebody respects who we are. And so when you say, is this a good time? And maybe, so let's say they say, no, it isn't. And so, you know, when would be a good time? More respect. There's more respect your way.
Good point.
You know, and they say, well, and then maybe they're taken aback by how polite you are. And so they say, I don't know, you know, like maybe after lunch. It's like, okay, well, and then if you can, tell them how long you need. Well, I only need 10 minutes of your time. So especially if you're talking to a man, so that he knows what his job description is. This is so important. Because a man, you know, if he knows his job description, he knows exactly where to show up, what his job is. His job is just to listen, not offer. I just need you to listen. I don't need you to offer any advice. That's another big thing. When you set all this stuff up, these are so important, and it will go so much better than you ever could imagine if you do this. So you ask, is this a good time? No. When will be a good time? Great. And then you say, well, I only need, and start with 5 or 10 minutes. You can work up to 20. Seriously. And, men are very trainable and in a good way. And so,
I
don't mean that.
Can you believe an hour flew by already?
They want us to be happy.
They just want the instructions.
I
know. We're getting cut off right now. Everybody out there, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for coming on. An hour flew by already.
Oh, my pleasure.
You are so right. This has been wonderful, Janice. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Yes, peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.